Blog Talk Radio.
Proverbs chapter 16, and we'll start reading from verse 13. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance, and countenance is facial expressions, is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. A haughty means arrogant spirit before a fall. Maybe that's what happened with me. I don't know. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils with the proud. He that handles a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusted in the Lord, happy is he. The wise is heart shall be called prudent, and is sweetened in the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly, and folly is just foolishness among many words. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and added learning to his lips. The pleasant word as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. He that laboreth for himself. I hope I did not skip anything. Let me go back up to verse 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth, labor for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and his lips there is in a burning fire. A forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separate chief friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise forward things, moving his lips to bring evil to pass. The hoary head, and hoary, H-O-R-Y, head, that's like the gray-headed person, is a crown of glory. It is he found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. It seems like I lost something. Let me read that again. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. I did miss something. He that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. He that is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Well, I finished reading chapter 16, and I hope that you gleaned some understanding from that. It is my prayer that our Father opens our minds, our eyes, our hearts, and ears, as well as give us understanding and remembrance to what is going on around us. We are in trying times, difficult times. I think we are in the latter part of the ending of the world. Let's hope that what was done this past Thursday does not escalate. And if it does, we put down our plowshares and what have you so we can find peace. Otherwise, there's going to be death and destruction. Let me just say this. The announcement for the week. Easter is not the feast days of God. Well, let me say it this way. Easter is not a feast day of our Father in heaven. Do not celebrate Easter. That's a pagan religion, a pagan holiday. So don't do it. Our Father may get you. Now, April the 10th, that is Monday. That is Passover. And Passover is where Jesus had you to spread blood over your doorpost and the sides of the door when coming out of Egypt. In that way, he passed, death passed over your houses, like the firstborn of the house that did not have blood over his doorposts. There was death for the firstborn, whether man or animal. And then after that, on the 11th through the 17th is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So you do not eat bread that is cooked like light bread, or, you know, you have a pita bread or tacos, or a lot of that sort of bread, if you have to have bread. But if you don't, go these 7 days without it, and then you'll be honoring God. He has other feast days, but these are the two feast days that I will be observing this month. Now, another thing I want you to know is that I have found out that we are from the tribe of Judah, us black people who were slaves in the South. Now, the tribe of Benjamin and Levi was also sold into captivity with us by Africans and Arabs to the Europeans. What I want you to do is read Psalms 83, chapters 3 through 8, if you don't read all of it, chapter 83. But read verses 3 through 8. Then Deuteronomy, read chapter 28, all of it. But if you do not, I want you to read in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, read 64 through verses 68. Nobody, I don't care what they're saying, for the people that were brought on slave ships, my folks, my grandparents were brought over here. I am of that age where I could have a conversation with my grandfather, who has been deceased for many years. I think maybe, it was around 1959 when he passed. And I would sometimes listen to his stories. You know, we have had it hard. And also, I want you to read Genesis chapter 15, all of it. It says that Abraham cried. This is when I find out that Abraham is black. He cried because his future generation, I am one of them. And that's why the Lord will sometimes speak to me. I hear him telling me different things, like he told me to feed his sheep. And I couldn't understand why, because I knew I was living in sin. And another thing he said to me, ministering to the people. Fear not, I am with you. So come hell or high water, I intend to honor his words. I don't care what you say and do to me. As long as I get on Blog Talk Radio, I will honor his words, what he told me. I'm doing what he said. It took me many years to become obedient. And now that I have become obedient to those words, that's where I intend to stay. Now, let us get into our readings. That is in Acts chapter 6 for today. Seven chosen to serve. They were to serve the people while the apostles did the work of the Lord, like reading the scriptures to the people as well as whatever the Lord told them to do. So let's get into reading chapter 6. And if I read fast enough, I'll get in to chapter 7. Let us read Acts chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because the widows were neglected in their daily duty, in their daily ministration. So if they were to distribute food or whatever, clothing, to those people that didn't have anything, like it says, widows here, it was getting in the way of the apostles serving God. So they had to find seven people to distribute the food or clothing or whatever to the widows. And that's what I'm getting out of this. I should read on verse 2. The 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. So they did not want to leave the word of God, but because it was taken away from the reading of God's words, and they did not want to do that. So they chose seven people. Here they come, verse 3. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of the gospel, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. Remember, that business was serving tables, or not just serving tables, but clothing needs and food needs during the administration that they were supposed to do. But they were more interested in reading and doing what God had told them to do. Verse 4. But we will give unto, let me start over. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So that's what the disciples said they wanted to do. Give themselves continually in prayer and in the ministry of the word. And verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And Philip and I guess I would say Prochias and Nicanor and Timon and Parmenas and Nicolas, a proselyte. A proselyte is someone who has been transferred, start to believing what you believe of Antioch. So those are the seven men they chose. Stephen was one, and the other, Philip, Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolas. And forgive me for the pronunciation of those names, because they are truly not known to me. Maybe one day they will become known to me. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and great company. Let me read that again. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. So keep in mind that Stephen is one of the seven chosen to feed the widows and wait on the widows. Verse number 9. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which called the synagogue of Libertines, and the Cretan, and the Alexandrine, and the Cilicia of Asia, disputing with Stephen. Now, I wonder why they were having a hard time. They were supposed to believe. Why were they disputing with Stephen? And they were not able to resist his wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men means unlawful men, which said, "We have heard this man speak blasphemous words." I have lost my space. I will find it. We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council and to set up false witnesses, which said, "This man ceased not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and shall change the custom which Moses delivered unto us." And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Well, that's the end of chapter 6. Now, I am going to go into chapter 7, and I pray that I read it all. And we'll start in chapter 8 next week. But if not, because I want to know what happened to Stephen here. Chapter 7. Then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken." That means listen, to, hearken, listen, or hear me. The glory of God appeared unto our father Abraham, and when he was in Mesopotamia, he dwelt in Charan, and said unto them, "Get thee out of the country and from thy kindred, and come into a land which I will show thee." Then came he out of the land of Chaldea and dwelt in Charan, and from hence, when his father was dead, he removed himself into his land, wherein ye now dwell. Well, we're not there. We are over here in America. I didn't introduce myself. I'm just talking and talking. Listen, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep holy. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It's a good read. Read it for yourself. I'm telling you a truth. Remember, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I observe Sabbath starting Friday evening until Saturday evening. And I want my sheep to have the three P's handy, and those are your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to jot down something that I may reference to you or say to you later. I thank you, and I welcome you to Sabbath School. Now, I want you all to go back to my first lesson. I want you to hear my first lesson, because I tried to explain to why I do what I do. I finally became obedient. If I was not obedient to God, there is no telling what would have happened to me. I started eating right. That pork chop that I used to have, I don't have those anymore. It's been almost 8 years. That bacon and all that stuff, I stopped. And there's no telling what would have happened to me if I was still eating that wrongful food. God tells us what we should and should not eat. And I'm glad that I was obedient to my Father in heaven. Now, Father, I want to say a prayer, because I don't remember saying a prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for healing and restoring us in all, in all of us, our young men and old men who are in prison, our young women too, and old women too. Release them, Father. They are your sons and daughters. We are the tribe of Judah. That's right. Jacob had the ugly sister. He had that. We are the children of the ugly sister. So they call her ugly. But she is our mother. And she is beautiful in our eyes, no matter what her imperfection may be. She is beautiful, just as we all black people are. We're beautiful. And I want our men to read Ezra. I think it is around Ezra chapter 9, Father, where it tells them that they are to marry their own kind, our fathers. We are not to be given out to people different from us. You know, we might be light-skinned or dark-skinned or brown, even-skinned, but we are not to give ourselves over to those people. I want you to read Isaiah chapter, I think it's chapter 15, where it talks about those people, they are going to be running. Now he, when they get their heads chopped off, and this does not sound like a prayer, but Father, this is a prayer. And I want them to know, our black men to know, to read in Isaiah chapter 15, that they are not to marry out of the race, the women or the men. Father, I thank you for our good health and our right minds. I thank you for protecting us from natural and chemical disasters in Detroit, Michigan, where I live. Father, I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. They, those people who are, who have us in bondage to this day, and some black folks, they just do not get it. We are in bondage in a city that's 85% black. Why would we want a white man rule over us? We don't want that. I'm asking you now to not reelect him over us. And if you do, let me accept it and be gracious at it. I know that I do not want it by me being black, and I guess prejudice. I want a black man to run and win and serve us and do right by us like his father did 20 years ago and maybe longer now. But his father was a black man that ruled over us Detroiters, and let him, his son, come and rule over us and be a good son. I'd like to see him curse some of them out like his father did. But you know who you want to be over us. And I want, you know who I want to rule over us. Certainly I want our own kind to rule over us. Let me go to verse 4. Then he came out of the land of Chaldea and dwelled in Choran, and from Hence, when his father died, he removed himself to his land where in you now dwell. We're supposed to be in Israel, but and I'm glad that you left this book for us, Father, because if you did not, I would not know that it was us. You're talking about us. We are the children of Israel. We black people are the children of Israel. And I heard a guy from another country. I think he used to be the president of Iran. He said that we were black people who were in Jerusalem. And that's why, well, we should be over there now. And those who are over there, they are saying that they are Jews when they are not. Now, our Bible tells us that in, Revelation. Let me read on verse 5. And he gave him none inheritance in it. No, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet his promise is that he would give it to him for a possession, for his seed after him, when as he yet has had no child. God spoke on his wise, take his seed, sojourn in the spirit to a land that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. Now, when I was in history at the college level, although my teacher said he taught over at some place in Detroit where his 11th grade students were being taught what I'm being had was just being taught in college. And he didn't say that we were black, but we are black. I lost my train of thought. And he gave him none inheritance in it. I'm in verse 5. Not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and his seed after him, and as yet he had no children. Well, I am one of those children. I am the black child of Jacob. I am his children, one of his children. Verse 6, and God spoke to his wise that his seed should sojourn to a land, to a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them for 400 years. Our 400 years are up in 1619. That's what I was about to say. In a history class that I was taught, they brought us as slaves to the United States of America in 1619. And they supposed to have us enslaved for 400 years. Well, 2019, that will be 400 years from them from now. And they are going to be enslaved to us. And that's why they're mad. That's why they are shooting up and bringing in that dope into America, into our communities. God, please dry up the dope in our communities. And let not our children have drugs. Let not our children sell drugs or anything like that in our community. I am going to finish. I think I'll read maybe one more verse. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage, I will judge. And God, and after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. Wow. So you know who you are. You're over us. You got us in bondage. You're going to be judged by God within the next year. And don't be surprised. If your white pastors are not telling you this, I am telling you this. Read Isaiah chapter 15. Let me see if I can find it right quick. So you will know what's going to happen to you. Oh, God. Okay. Let me see. I'm almost there. In Isaiah 15. Next week, I'm going to pick up where it started at chapter 7 of Acts, because I want to know what happened to Stephen. Now, I want you to read Isaiah chapter 13, where he talks about, and he talks about that you're going to be afraid and you're going to have pains like they are pains as a woman in labor. And your face are going to be pink and red. And you're going to be amazed at one to another. You know, the Bible says that your face will be as flames. You're going to turn red, and I think that your face will be pink and red. And then it reads on, and it shall come to pass as chase roe, and as sheep that no man's pick it up. And when I saw that happening in London about 3 weeks ago, I said, those people are running. They really were. Listen, I'm going to have a closing prayer, and that I hope that our Father will protect us. Let's have a closing prayer. Father God, thank you for opening up our minds and letting us know who we are, that we are the children of Judah. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much. You protect us from all evil all the time, from the evil one and his demons. Thank you for protecting us from Satan. Listen, go to Amazon and get my book. I have 3 books on Amazon: The Unbroken, The Passing, Broken Plant. Get all 3 ebooks and they'll be enjoyable to you. They were enjoyable for me to write, for you to read.
Help your children.
I do not use hard words.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. Love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart.
I could be nothing under
Jesus.
Oh, it started back up.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them.
If it's God's will, I'll be back next week.